Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. To wrap up the season, 29 of the show, we're joined by the president of the CJHL, Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome back, my friend. Good to have you with us. Although it's never been under circumstances like this, how are you holding up?
We're doing just fine. I think there's a lot of anxious people out there. The season ended so abruptly and at a pretty crucial time in the calendar year for a lot of teams, where they transitioned sort of from red ink to black ink. And, you know, that certainly will have some consequences maybe moving forward next season. But by and large, you know, everyone's been very cooperative. They all understand where we are and why we're there. And, you know, there's been some great undertakings locally in communities by some of the teams, support some of the initiatives that have been brought about by COVID. I'm not sure if you've seen the Fredericton Red Wings initiative on the thank you campaign, which is just fantastic. And sometimes disappointments spring opportunities and maybe thinking outside the box.
How do you draw that balance, though? Because you've got owners, families, players, communities that count on this game, especially in the CJHL, where you're in some of the smaller communities, smaller markets, for whom this is such an integral, vital part of their community. How do you draw that balance between keeping them safe and yet at the same time not taking something away from the community that they've really learned to count on?
Yeah, it's a tough balance. There's no question. But I think it goes back to the foundation of, you know, what the Canadian psyche is. We understand the game. We understand how important it is to us. And it's sort of the iconic benchmark, if you will, of what makes Canadians Canadians. But having said that, we're also, I think, of people that understand working together and understand that the situation that we're in now is bigger than sport and it's bigger than the game. And, you know, we've been through a couple of crises in the, recent years and sort of went through those with the same mindset.
Earlier this week, one of the guys who really has led one of the most successful franchises in the country in your league, Penticton V's president and head coach, general manager, Fred Harbinson, tweeted out, and I'm going to quote him because I want to get it right. Attention advisors, scouts, coaches, no need to call and ask if the BCHL is planning to play this fall. We are. It's nice to have that positive attitude. How positive are you that we're going to be able to get this thing, despite the fact that we couldn't finish the way we wanted to this year, that we will be able to start in some means come the fall?
Well, I'll preface what I'm going to say by, you know, saying we're working closely with Hockey Canada on this. We're involved in a task force right now looking at return to play initiatives, and that includes Hockey Canada membership people, as well as the CHL and ourselves, and trying to find different formulas that will apply to different levels of hockey as we come back. And all of that is going to be guided by what we're directed to do by the public health and provincial health authorities. So that's first and foremost. We all have to understand that. I think Fred's tweet the other night was probably a reaction to knowledge or news that, you know, down in the U.S., some of those leagues were getting, you know, prepared and putting out information on their opening, which could impact on the recruiting of players, on this side of the border. So we have to work with Hockey Canada and we have to work with USA Hockey to ensure that when player movement does start across the border, it's being done when everybody's on a level playing field, so we don't upset the balance there either. So, in that sense, it's been different. But, you know, we talked yesterday within our task force about, different opening dates and the changes that those opening dates might impact in terms of signing dates and cut-down dates and everything else, and trying to adjust and use a sliding scale to make those things work. And there's no doubt unless we're started as we do traditionally in the second week of September without any interruption from there, we're probably all going to have to make some adjustments going into next season.
That's fair. In conversation with CJHL President Brent Ladds, Brent, this was a great year developmentally. It didn't turn out the way we wanted on the ice, but again, you guys continue to churn out some great talent. A total of 15 CJHL players were listed on NHL Central Scouting's final draft rankings for this season. Can you take some positives from that, that while it didn't end on the ice the way you wanted to, overall, the goal of developing hockey talent and developing kids to the point where they can go on to play U.S. college hockey or University Hockey Canada, that that aspect of the league was still playing itself out?
Yeah, you know, and I think when you consider that, you know, initiative that we look forward to and that, we didn't lose any traction there. And I think we had, as you said, 15 players named on the NHL watch list that are draft eligible, and they spanned five of the 10 leagues, which is great. We had a, you know, some surprises, and a lot of those kids, you know, really drew the eyes of the scouts through their participation in the World Junior A Challenge, which, you know, continues to be a big property for us. And the prospects game, and a lot of them, you know, repeated there as well, and just had great, great seasons with their club team. So, yeah, you know, we continue, and we can't take all the credit. The kids are good, you know, good hockey players.
All right, we're almost out of time, but I want to give you this opportunity as we wrap up the show on this year's season finale. As I mentioned at the top, you got over 3,000 players, 132 teams across the country, many of whom listen to the show on a regular basis. Send a message to them. What message would you like to deliver to them right now for those who are listening moving forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, thank you, first of all, for your cooperation to this point. Be patient. We're going to get there. It may look a little different when we get there next year. I'm hoping it looks the same. But again, we're dealing with circumstances that we've never encountered before. None of us have a crystal ball. And, you know, every day we're strategizing with new information we have, and everything's geared towards getting them back on the ice as quickly as we can, but in a safe environment.
Well said. Brent, thanks for this. We appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk again in the fall.
Thanks to everybody at Junior Hockey Magazine. You make the year just great.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.